Flooding during and after big storms is always a problem in North Carolina's coastal areas, but it's also a growing headache on clear days when high tides creep up over waterfronts, flow in through storm drains, and flood streets. Experts say high tide flooding worsens with climate change and sea level rise, causing more frequent flooding in coastal communities. I'm climate reporter David Borax, and I have more in the last report in WHQR's three-part series, Rising Waters. The Riverwalk along the Cape Fear waterfront is Wilmington's top tourist attraction. It's lined with hotels, restaurants, and other businesses. But this is a tidal river, and every once in a while when tides peak during what's called a spring tide or a king tide, Water Street lives up to its name.
The folks who have businesses on Water Street may regret the name of the street because it's got high tide flooding water in it all too often. And that's only going to continue to get worse.
Larry Cahoon is a UNC Wilmington professor who's been analyzing Wilmington's tide gauge data for nearly 25 years. He says with sea level rise, high tides are higher, and that means those once-in-a-while floods are more frequent. High tide flooding also plagues the battleship USS North Carolina Memorial across the river, says Christopher Vargo, the site's assistant director.
It's been getting worse by the day. When I started here 12 years ago, we would flood with high tide, full moon, wind out of the south, blowing water up the river, or a major rain event. But now we essentially flood every high tide. It's pretty dramatic.
All along the East Coast, sea level rose by about a foot in the past century, and the trend is accelerating. Federal scientists predict it will rise another foot in just the next three decades. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, says in a new report out this month that the U.S. saw a record number of high tide flood days over the past year. Nicole LaBeouf oversees NOAA's National Ocean Service.
Events like hurricanes get a lot of attention, but high tide flooding is one of the most tangible impacts of long-term sea level rise, reminding us that while we brace for impact today, the United States must also plan for a wetter future.
By 2050, NOAA predicts coastal communities nationwide will average 45 to 85 high tide flood days per year. That's 10 times the current rate, and some places could see even more.
That means every 4 to 8 days, Americans along our coasts will face disrupted and damaging seawater inundation, regardless of the weather at the time.
NOAA says dozens of communities broke or tied records for high tide flood days over the past year, and that's just serious flooding of about 2 feet over high tide. In many places, lower levels of flooding cause challenges too. Wilmington averaged 1 day a year of high tide flooding in 2000. In recent years, that's ranged from 2 to 5. By 2050, it's expected to be 40 days annually, says NOAA oceanographer William Sweet.
Decades worth of sea level rise is catching up. You know, places in North Carolina, water is, quite frankly, nearing the brim.
Other North Carolina communities could be worse off. Predictions are for up to 110 days a year of high tide flooding in Dare County and up to 70 for Emerald Isle and Beaufort. Two main factors contribute to sea level rise, says UNC Wilmington's Larry Cahoon.
One is the expansion of seawater as it warms up. Warm water is less dense than cold water, and as you warm the water up, it literally expands. The other factor is that we're melting ice at a very high rate compared to historic levels.
NASA satellite data show billions of tons of continental ice melt away every year. Even accounting for seasonal changes in the size of the ice sheet, Antarctica loses a net 150 billion tons a year, and Greenland loses a net 270 billion tons, says NASA. That raises sea levels and translates into higher tides and more flooding in coastal communities, especially during the highest tides of the year. Those king tides happen when the sun, Earth, and moon align, and the moon is at its closest point to Earth. The next window for these extra high tides is mid-September. Another factor in flooding is that coastal land is subsiding in some areas of the East Coast, says Cahoon. In North Carolina, high tide floods happen from Duck, Oregon Inlet, and Rodanthe on the Outer Banks, south to Beaufort and Wilmington, and to Carolina Beach, where NOAA documented 60 days when water flooded roads at high tide over the past year, not including storm-driven flooding. Larry Cahoon.
If you go to Carolina Beach and drive down what they call Canal Drive, there will be a significant amount of water in that street during a king tide event. Matter of fact, they have no wake zones posted along the street there because people insist on driving through the water, and the wake from the cars causes trouble for the lawns and that sort of thing.
Flooded streets are an inconvenience for drivers and homeowners. But high tide flooding has other long-term consequences. It can lead to repeated and expensive insurance claims for property owners. Pollution from chemical runoff, sewer overflows, and trash can bring public health concerns. The disruption can hurt businesses financially, and saltwater intrusion can damage roads, corrode pipes and equipment, and threaten agriculture. Even a couple of inches of water can be destructive, says NOAA oceanographer Annalise Keeney.
The long and the short of it is that we have to plan for where this water is moving, knowing that the sea levels are rising. The raising sea levels ends up creating more, like, you know, saline and salt water that comes up to our coastlines and into our infrastructure that has the potential to degrade things over time.
Solutions can be expensive. Many flood-prone communities require new buildings and homes to be elevated. The federal flood insurance program may require the same for existing homes being rebuilt after floods. In Wilmington, the USS North Carolina is closing part of its parking area and raising the level of the rest of the lot by 3 feet as part of a $4 million project to be completed in January. And repeated flooding has forced the Army Corps of Engineers to consider abandoning its engineering yard near the Cape Fear Bridge. Experts say more public officials, businesses, and homeowners in coastal areas need to be thinking about how to adapt. Rob Moore with the Natural Resources Defense Council wants to see better planning that takes sea level rise into account.
Well, they need to be asking, what is the future going to look like, and what changes do we need to make in building codes, zoning ordinances, land use regulations? How do we make the right decisions today that are going to hold up in a very climate-altered future?
Moore says before climate change became so evident, we humans had the luxury of assuming the future would look a lot like the past, and we didn't need to change our ways. But that's no longer true. For WHQR, I'm David Borax.